Will everyone in the Senate and the gallery please rise for the prayer by the chaplain, Reverend Gout, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Fukuda wrote, "Days are scrolls. Write on them what you want to be remembered." Gracious God, we recognize the gift of each day and often the importance of it. Help us to use each day as if it were a day that would be recorded in history, and what it says about us is what we want to be known and remembered by others. So help us use this day as in keeping with what you truly find as important and what is needed by others. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Smith, Stouffer,
here.
Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
Quorum being present, the Senate is now in session. Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 64th day, Monday, May 4th, 2009. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. Senator Stouffer and the
Senator from the St. Francis.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with, the same being approved, those having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from St. Francis. Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 10th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am very excited today to introduce the doctor of the day. We've got Dr. Ann Romaker from St. Luke's on the Plaza in Kansas City. I would like to say that for the second week in a row, I have brought in a specialist that I think is very useful. Last week I had a psychiatrist. This week we've got a sleep specialist. So if anyone would need her services, I would highly recommend that you contact the doctor of the day.
Would the guests from the Senator from 10th please rise and the Senate make them feel welcome. Senator from Lawrence, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, thank you to introduce special guests.
Proceed.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind us, we have some outstanding young gifted students from Mount Vernon Intermediate School. We have Bryant Carnegie, Zachary Turp, Ashley Trotter, Josh Thibault, Forrest Meyer, Skylar Thompson, Maddie McCann, Madeline Roberts, Heiser Porter, James Hornback, and Trevor Van Mater. They are going to be going all over the Capitol, looking in every nook and cranny, observing the process, and leaving us with suggestions for how to make Missouri government better. So I'd like the body to thank them for their investment of time today.
Would the guests of Lawrence please rise and be welcomed by the Senate. Senator from the 24th. What purpose do you seek recognition?
Introduction of very special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the gallery up here behind me, I'm particularly delighted to introduce the 38 fourth graders from Flynn Park Elementary in University City. It's my neighborhood school. I live a half block from there. My two boys went there all their elementary years. And they're here with their teachers, Diego Fernandez and Clint Christensen. And I would ask the body to make them feel welcome.
Would the guests from the Senator from 24th please rise? And the Senate make them feel welcome. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you. Introduction, a very special guest. On my left and your right is former State Representative Fred Fouché from Platte County. A few of us actually had the opportunity to serve with Representative Fouché, and he's down to see if everything is still in order in the state capitol, and would ask that the Senate join me in making them welcome.
Will the Senate please make the guest of the Senator from Buchanan welcome. What's up? I'm looking for it. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from St. Francis. Whoa. We're still in concurrent resolutions. Senator from Johnson, for what purpose do you rise?
I have a Senate concurrent resolution to bring up for discussion. Is it
you need to make a
okay.
motion?
Mr. President, I move that Senate concurrent resolution 13 be brought up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Johnson. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Concurrent Resolution number 13 is a very non-controversial resolution. What it deals with is establishing the importance of international education in our higher education institutions, both public and private in our state. We have about 10,000 students that come and visit our universities every year, and what we want to show is that as a state that we embrace them coming to our college campuses, to our communities, and we'd like to have them here. Not only do they add a lot to our social fabric, and while they add a lot to our networking and things like that, they also add a tremendous economic advantage to our community and to our state. The economic cost is some $267 million. And so what we want to do as a state is to say that they are welcome here. We embrace international education. And we also think it's important for our students to study abroad as well. I'd be glad to take any questions on Senate Concurrent Resolution number 13, or if not, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Johnson. Any Senator wish to speak on that issue? Not Senator, you recognize the close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
You've heard the motion from the Senator has moved the adoption of concurrent resolution number 13. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nodler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer,
aye.
Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Webster. Senator from Green. Senator from Dent. Votes aye. Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 2nd. Votes aye. Senator from the 8th. Senator from Cape. Votes aye. By your vote 30 ayes, 0 no, the resolution having receive the constitutional majority as declared passed. Let the record, do we have to do, okay. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could we go to Senator from Buchanan for referrals on second read of House
Senator
bills?
From House bills on second reading, Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Joint Resolution number 37.
House Joint Resolution 37, a joint resolution relating to guaranteeing the right to vote by secret ballot.
General Laws, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 22.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 22, an act to appropriate money for capital improvement projects involving the maintenance, repair, replacement, and improvement of state buildings and facilities.
Appropriations.
Senator from St. Francis.
There you go. Yes, Mr. President, could you take us to the order of business of the third reading of Senate bills and the formal calendar, Senate Bill 540.
Third reading of Senate bills, formal calendar, Senate Bill 540. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 540 be taken up to third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Boone. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, it's on the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the property transfer bill that allows the governor to transfer Midmo Mental Health Facility from the Department of Mental Health to the University of Missouri so that facility can keep operating. This is the one we took up just the other day. There's a companion house bill that we've already passed through. And again, I would move that it be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Boone. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the 14th, for what reason do you rise?
To inquire the Senator from Boone, please.
Do you yield, Senator?
Yes, I do.
He yields. You may proceed.
Senator, is this Groundhog Day? Did we just hear this?
Well, yeah, we took it for perfection yesterday.
Huh?
It's the same thing we took up yesterday for perfection.
Okay, and so it's no different. Everything is the same. We're just conveying the land. It will go to you.
Yep.
Okay,
same
all right. You didn't have your mic on at first, and so I was kind of stretching to hear what you had to say, but I just thought I had heard this before, Senator, so thank you very much. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator from the 4th, for what reason do you rise?
Senator from Boone.
I yield.
Senator Boone, do you yield?
I do yield.
He yields. Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you for the inquiry, Senator. I'm not going to be a problem on this bill, but I do want to make just a brief statement because I know some of the people from the university are here, and I know this is something that they're interested in. I'd like to work with you and maybe people from the university in the interim about their internal policy regarding immigrants and the admission of immigrants to the university. This doesn't have anything to do with this bill.
Okay.
And I'm well aware of that. And I wanted to stand up here with fully cognizant of the fact that this bill is something that's important to the university. Letting them know that in good faith, I want to support the conveyance of land that will be helpful to the university, but also understanding that the senator from the second has been more than accommodating over the last couple of years in removing from language that involves the college admissions process, the denial of admission to undocumented citizens of the country. And it is now, I'm sorry, I said that too loud, I shouldn't have said that. But what I want to do, knowing that this is now the main obstacle is an internal University of Missouri policy, it's something that I'd like to maybe discuss with you in the interim, discuss with people from the university about how we might perhaps reformulate that policy. I wanted to hear your thoughts if you had.
Your concerns are duly noted. I'd be happy to discuss that with you, Senator.
Excellent. Thank you.
Any other senator from St. Francis?
Could I inquire the senator from the 4th?
Senator from 4th, do you yield?
I don't want to. Yes, I yield.
He yields,
are
Senator,
you
may proceed.
That we don't have a policy not to admit illegal immigrants, a formal policy in the state of Missouri?
I'm saying they have a policy at the University of Missouri not to admit them.
And the problem is?
And is the problem that we don't have a statewide law fund? There's new legislation, I think, going to be developed over there.
There's been attempts at that before, Senator.
All right. It's probably time has come. Thank you.
Does any other senator wish to speak on the motion from the senator from Boone? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone has moved that Senate Bill 540 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Bill 540, an act to authorize the conveyance of certain state property with an emergency clause. Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nobler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 14th. Senator from Dent votes aye. Senator from Stoddard votes aye. Senator from the 11th. As an aye. Senator from the 23rd votes aye. Senator from Howell votes aye. Senator from Cape. Senator from Jefferson votes aye. Senator from the 8th votes aye. Senator from the 15th votes aye. By your vote, 33 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from Boone, you have an emergency clause.
Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Please call the roll.
Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nobler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Smith, Stouffer,
aye.
Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Oh, Senator from the 7th votes aye. Senator from the 23rd votes aye. By your vote, 32 ayes, 0 no, the emergency clause is adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, could you take us the order of business? The House bills on third reading, House Bill number 17.
We're on the order of business, House Bill for third read, House Bill 17, Senator from Jasper.
That House Bill number 17
be brought up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Jasper. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Jasper.
Mr. President, I would now move that House Bill number 17 be third read and finally passed, and I would move the adoption of the Senate committee substitute for the House committee substitute for House Bill number 17. Mr. President, this is the reappropriations bill. Of all of the appropriations bill we handled, should be the least controversial because everything in this bill has already been appropriated in the past, authorized, debated, and this is merely the extension of the authority for all of the ongoing previously approved projects that require their annual or biennial extension. With that, I would be happy to respond to questions.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Jasper. Does any Senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from Jasper has moved that Senate Committee substitute for House Bill, House Committee substitute for House Bill 17 be adopted. All those in favor, aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Jasper.
Mr. President, I would now move that Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill number 17 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage.
Senator from Jasper has moved that the Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 17 be read a third time and put it on its final passage. Madam Secretary, please call the roll. Oh, does any Senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Kate.
To inquire the Senator from Jasper.
I yield.
Thank you, Senator. What is 17 again? I apologize.
17 is the reappropriations bill.
And what are those?
That those are all the appropriated expenditures that were authorized in by previous General Assemblies that need an extension of either their annual or a biennial authority.
And can you give me an example?
Well, the bill is before you.
Okay, so
the substitute should be on your desk.
I've got House Committee substitute, so you didn't change.
No,
the House
there's
did
a
it
Senate
on.
Committee substitute on your desk, distributed.
So if
today.
This were to lapse, what you're saying is these are capital that would lapse if not authorized, or
that is correct.
Okay, so they're
many of these are in.
Many of these were Mohila projects that are now being reauthorized with general revenue?
That list, no. There's not any additional dollars associated here. This is simply the authority. So the Mohila list is reauthorized by this bill from its original authorized funding source. That is to say, under the Mohila bill, there was a 15-year time period for the construction of these projects with funds from Mohila to be paid over a 15-year period of time. That will require, if the full 15 years is consumed for the payment, that would require annual or biennial authority for their continuance until the authority would expire in 13 years from now.
So basically, we're not spending GR in this bill?
We are spending GR in this bill, but not on the Mohila project.
Okay, so a Mohila project would have the Lewis and Clark Discovery Fund designation.
That is correct.
It's the line item.
And Senator, you should have close to the top, you should have the Senate substitute on your desk.
There is a Senate substitute that
right.
was distributed. Do you know if that was distributed today or yesterday?
May have been yesterday.
Yesterday it was distributed.
And the substitute would have been, there were a couple of errors. Oh, yeah. Right. The change was there was an error in the National Guard request, and they I guess some kind of clerical error, they had asked for the deletion of the authority for construction of one of their largest projects, which is the helicopter overhaul center at Springfield at the airport. It's a four-year
funding, and they mistakenly asked for that section to be left out, and it has to be back in, or they, their authority for the project license, federal funds for that purpose. Other than that, there are no changes either from the request or from the House. And the House substitute, again, I think had to do with technical corrections in the administration request.
Okay.
So there's no substantive change in either of the,
okay.
Other than including the helicopter repair base at Springfield, which has been an ongoing, I don't know whether it's the second or third year of the funding of that project, federal funds for that purpose exclusively.
So I understand we have the Lewis and Clark Discovery Funds. We also passed a capital bill that has been withheld. And I'm thinking specifically of the Thompson Center Autism and Neurodevelopmental Disorders Center at the University of Missouri, where they've got.
I believe that authority is in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, we passed that as a capital last year, so it was withheld. So you're just
reauthorizing that project. Correct.
Okay. I guess I'm trying to figure the method to your madness in all of this, because many of these projects are in 22 as well. And many of them are in the bonding bill we're getting ready to pick up. Ellis Fitzgerald, for one. That's in all three places.
It's Ellis Fischel.
Fischel, sorry. Yeah, was a singer. Ellis Fischel Center is in all three. So do we do like the federal government, and we pay for things three times, whichever one gets
this
across?
This bill before you, basically for the Lewis and Clark project list, is to use the federal analogy, would be in the form of an authorization rather than an appropriation. Federal system, you have two
now, this
steps.
Is an authorization and an appropriation.
Well,
if there was money in
correct.
The Lewis and Clark Discovery.
That is correct. However, you can't appropriate dollars that aren't there. And so for the Lewis and Clark list, this
is about 100 million lives.
It simply continues the adopted policy of the General Assembly that as the MOHELA dollars come in, that this project list will be completed.
But this also then spends general revenue dollars as well.
Right, that are previously appropriated.
So why are we authorizing with Lewis and Clark funds a facility that we're authorizing?
This is a reappropriations bill, and we're redoing what we've already done. We're not making changes.
I understand, but we're also have got the Ellis Fischel Center in 22 that I assume it's your intention after hearing it to bring before the body of the articulate prior.
I haven't even talked with the rest of the members of my committee, but typically on this kind of a bill, what we've done in the past, which I would say is a possible course of action for us to do, is to largely undo the House actions and put in a Senate bill of comparable size, and then go to conference and work out the differences between the two bodies. That's typically how those kinds of bills have been dealt with in the past, and I don't see any real reason to deviate from that here.
So you have a different set of $350 million.
I don't yet, because I haven't talked to
You don't yet, but you're working on it.
I'm just saying, typically, we would create a conferenceable range from zero to the, the 300 figure, and then we would, if you don't do that, you'd simply have to adopt the House's priority list, which you may want to do, but the Senate may have different priorities of its own. Yeah, and I would say this. I don't think I'll have trouble coming up with the 350 because I've had about $1 billion worth of requests from various members.
Boy, that's one thing we do well is spend money up here.
Even
when we have $1 billion hole in our GR operating budget,
I've had way more requests than the number.
Like
Senator.
Crazy, don't we?
But that's the bill.
Okay. So you're just putting the same projects in three or four different places. They're in three. They're in the bonding. They're in 22. They're in this bill.
There is some duplication between the bonding and the and this Lewis and Clark Authority list.
And in 22, and as the House is...
Senator, have you ever put the same thing in more than one bill?
No, that's what I'm trying to figure out. The difference of an appropriation if you're paying for it the same thing three times, or if we authorize this with Lewis and Clark funds, then authorize it with bonding funds, then authorize it with general revenue or stabilization funds, do they get the money three times from the different three pots? How is the mechanism
let me answer it in this way. First of all, this has been authorized by the General Assembly.
Which will lapse if we don't redo this, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Secondly, the Senate hasn't acted on the bonding bill.
Okay.
So that remains to be seen whether or not the Senate...
So I have your word we're not going to put this in...
No, you don't have my word on that at all.
So answer my hypothetical then.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm just telling you, the Senate hasn't passed that bill, nor has the Senate passed 22. At this point, these projects that are in this reappropriation aren't anyplace else.
So if we put them in here, we don't have to put them in there? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not saying that at all.
What's the mechanism to make sure that we don't pay for the same project three times?
Senator, to move on to the question before the Senate at the moment, this is a routine reappropriation bill of the kind we pass every year, and that's what's before us.
And I understand that. All I am asking you is to couple this with a global budget that we are looking
couple it with a global budget. I'm just going to present what it is.
So you're the appropriations chair, and you just want to pass one bill regardless of whatever else we're doing.
No, we have a reappropriations bill before us. If you're against it, vote no.
I'm not against it. I'm trying to figure it out.
It's a reappropriation of all of the projects that would expire on July 1st if we didn't pass the reappropriation. So that's what it is.
And why weren't they funded when we passed them?
Why weren't what funded?
Why are we having to reauthorize them?
Because we have a constitutional limit on how far we can extend the appropriation authority.
I know.
And some projects take the helicopter repair center at Springfield that is funded by the feds over a four-year period. The funding flow exceeds the constitutional authority of the legislature to grant the authority. Therefore, we use this device every year to reappropriate.
Okay.
So
is
that's
that
where
the
we're
same
at.
For every project that's there?
Yes.
It's paid for with federal dollars over years for every project? Okay. Then what's the reason that we're having to reauthorize the Lewis and Clark?
Senator, do you have any questions about any of the items in the bill?
Yes, I do. Why are we having to reauthorize Section 17.05 to the Office of Administration for the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education?
Because their $7 million. Because their authority to spend that money would expire July 1st if we didn't.
Why didn't they spend it when we first gave it to them?
The expenditure timetable took longer than the authorizing capacity of the legislature.
It took them 2 years in order to try to spend $7 million? Is that what you're telling me?
Just as everything in here has a time frame of expenditure.
Why would we give them money that they can't spend?
Well, Senator, I've already answered that question twice.
You have not.
Well, listen closely this time. All right? Many places in the budget, the appropriation requirement, the expenditure pathway, takes a longer period of time than the constitutional ability of the General Assembly to authorize the expenditure.
Which is 2 years.
That's correct. Which is why annually we pass a reappropriations bill to extend the capacity for those expenditures that have taken longer than the time period that our authority granted us. That's what this bill is now. It's what it is every year. It's a non-controversial bill.
And you're saying it's for every one of these. Is there anything that we appropriated that they actually paid for in 2 years?
Yeah, everything that's not in here.
And what are those?
Well, the entire budget.
All of the authorization.
Budget.
That's right.
All the capital.
And all of the capital that we've authorized.
This is just a capital bill. It's not an operating bill.
Right. We don't reappropriate.
Those last.
Right. Correct. These are capital projects in progress.
And the capital projects that we're reauthorizing are for a variety of reasons. Not just that they haven't gotten done, it is that they don't have the money to do them. I mean,
in some instances, in
is
some
that
instances,
not correct?
It's just that, no. In some instances, it's just that they haven't gotten done. That,
okay.
That the construction time went beyond the capacity of the legislature to authorize.
Are you saying now that the Lewis and Clark Discovery Fund is fully funded?
No, I'm saying
okay.
That the helicopter shop in Springfield, Missouri is a four-year construction project, and we only have two-year authority.
And I understand that.
Okay, and there are other projects of that kind throughout the bill.
But there's other projects within the Lewis and Clark Discovery Fund that are being reauthorized because we don't have the money to pay for them now.
What are you looking for? What are you fishing for?
I'm trying to get you to answer my question. Is it not correct that the Lewis and Clark Discovery Fund is not fully funded and that we are reauthorizing these because it's about 100 million lives?
That is technically not correct.
Okay.
The Lewis and Clark Fund had a 15-year period of time to be funded. And you wouldn't know until the end of the 15 years whether it was fully funded or not.
Okay.
However, if you were going to move forward as if the 15-year fund pool was all realized in the first 2 years, and you were going to move forward to do all the projects simultaneously, then there would be the shortfall that you described. But that's not the way the original legislation was written.
Okay.
It's the way.
That being the case, I'm going to try to ask this one more time.
Right.
As it relates to one specific project on this list, if it is contained in this list that we reauthorized for 2 years,
right,
and then we go ahead and pay for it in House Bill 22, mm-hmm. or we go ahead and pay for it in a bonding proposal, is there any mechanism within the appropriations process by which we do not pay for that project three times?
Sure.
Okay.
Because let me explain to you how that would be. You could take any one of those Lewis and Clark projects, and they are presently have their authority suspended by the governor. And so if they're reauthorized here and an alternative funding vehicle were to be passed by the General Assembly and signed by the governor and the expenditure were to be completed, then the Lewis and Clark funds would not be utilized in the next 2 years, and you wouldn't need to reappropriate it at the end of the next two-year cycle. So, yeah.
You wouldn't need to reappropriate
right.
it at the end of 2 years.
That is correct. If it's funded by a different source, then when the reappropriations bill comes back, it wouldn't be funded in the reappropriations bill because it would already be complete.
And what I'm talking about is the occurrence that if the fund was fully...
But it isn't.
...found, but I'm saying, if it was, mm-hmm. and the governor didn't withhold them, and we paid for a project with Lewis, are we authorized and appropriate? Because this is not the federal government.
No,
we are authorizing and appropriate.
Let me get to your answer here.
Right.
The Office of Administration would in no instance be authorized or approved to over-appropriate any particular project.
Even though we're using different identified
revenue
streams.
If we identified the same project in four different places with a $3 million cap on that project from four different revenue streams, there is no way that the Office of Administration would have the authority to go beyond the $3 million cap.
Okay.
Now, they could draw from any one of those three sources to get
there. But they could not go over
no,
the overall
they couldn't.
Fund.
That was
my question.
Right.
My question is, as it relates to the operation of the mechanism within the appropriations process, we don't have to worry about, because we appropriate with this bill, authorize and appropriate,
right.
We're authorizing and appropriating $31 million for Lewis and Clark, $31 million for GR, $31 million for bonded. Or
right.
$31 million for stabilization, and somehow they could draw down.
Yeah, and the point being this: if you have authority, we'll say
Let's do a hypothetical. Let's say you got a $3 million project, and there's a request for funding for that project in that amount, and there are two or three different funding sources that are authorized. The Office of Administration would not be authorized to spend $6 million on that $3 million project because the project would already have been accomplished by other means. And so I know of no instance where any Office of Administration has ever tried to expend. There are instances where there's multiple funding sources. I know of no instance ever where there's been an attempt to overfund a project, a capital project of the state.
Fair enough, because we had an issue in Cape Girardeau, and why I raised this, where during an election year, the federal government wanted to earmark a highway project. They wanted to earmark an overpass. First Kit Bond earmarked it, then Jim Talent earmarked it, then Joanne Emerson earmarked it. And the $3 million deal ended up having $9 million worth of earmarks when it was all said and done. So a $3 million project ended up being a $9 million project through the miracle of the federal government and their budgeting and authorization system. All I am trying to say is we are not doing the same thing on the state level. We are not somehow going to say that a $31 million project all of a sudden
because it is
authorized and appropriated in different vehicles all of a sudden became a $100 million project.
Right.
That's the only point, that's the only question area I want to go, because I have a concrete example that in Southeast Missouri, because the federal government and all of the people that play there tripped over themselves to take credit for something, we ended up making a $3 million project $9 million.
Yeah, and if it would enhance your comfort level, I would be happy to send a letter of intent. But I'd be happy to send a letter. If there are multiple authorities from different sources, I would be happy to include, the minute a second authority is created, but to send a letter of authority to make it clear that this is not intended to increase the cap on the original project.
And I appreciate that, and I don't know what it is, but in my 9 years, this is the first time that I have ever seen multiple capital appropriations projects paid with multiple different sets of revenue.
Well, and here's the...
I don't know that that's ever happened. We've never had a bonding bill in play. We've never had a stabilization federal funding in play, and Mohila funding
Let me go a step further. Since we haven't, in fact, acted on we haven't acted on either the bonding bill or House Bill 22, you can offer an amendment on the floor to add capping language to the bonding bill, which
I don't know what that is. I mean, I would ask as the appropriations chair to look at that. I mean, I've asked several times.
No,
on
I'm
this
just
floor
I'm just saying I don't see any reason that we couldn't specifically say in the bill that this authority for this project in this amount is intended to be the maximum state investment in the project. And if any additional sources or other state sources are used, they shall be offset against this authority. I don't have any problem with that kind of
language. Well, and that's fair enough.
We could do that in 22 as well.
And that's fair enough. Maybe the answer can be as simple as talking with OA, and there are parameters in places. I'm just making the point that in my 9 years here in the General Assembly, we have never had it.
Well, Senator, I'll be happy to work with you on language for the bonding
and
bill.
And I appreciate that.
And I will be happy to find language for House Bill 22.
And I would appreciate working with Senate Research, Appropriation or OA or whatever it is.
I don't think there's a problem with that.
And hopefully we can work that out. Maybe there is a problem and you can make me aware of that.
Okay. Problem with the bonding bill is there's no project list.
I understand, but we will authorize that through concurrent resolution of both the House and Senate for a project list.
Sure.
And at that time, when you do the concurrent resolution for the project
that
list,
that language could be added.
But at some point,
there's no reason we couldn't add that language in 22.
And I don't know if that language is necessary or not. I'm just trying to understand, now that we are in a unique time in the state of Missouri, that we do not engage in the same practices as the federal
government. I mean, a couple of things. Number one, we don't know yet whether there will be any duplication in 22.
I agree.
But if there is,
I agree.
If there is, I'll be happy to add language to make sure that we don't do double authorization.
And I agree. I don't know. This is the first time that we're reauthorizing something that now puts all of that in play.
Well, what our intention would be is to fund with the first fundable source.
Fund with the first fundable source.
That is correct.
Which would be the federal stabilization fund, because it's already here.
Correct.
So 22 has the federal stabilization fund.
Right.
So, I think I'm sharing with you my concerns, and I'm trying to share them in good faith in making sure that we're not there.
I understand your concerns, and I'll try to work with you on language.
All right, and I appreciate that, and I don't know if we need language or not. I would just hope you would.
Well, I will talk to OA to find out what their limits are in those instances, and it could be that there already is a regulatory barrier, but we'll make sure.
And if that's the case, I'd love to hear it, and there wouldn't be an issue as it relates to it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
We're on the motion of the senator from Jasper. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the first.
Inquire
what reason do you rise?
Inquire the senator from Jasper.
Senator from Jasper, do you yield?
I yield.
He yields. Senator, you may proceed.
Senator, just one real quick follow-up. On the Lewis and Clark, you had mentioned to the senator from Cape that process could be over a 15-year period?
That's what the statute said.
Okay.
Correct.
To date, how much money have we collected in that fund?
I think about 75% of it, something like that, 270-something, about 75% of the fund.
About 75%. Okay. So there's...
So over the 15 years, it's 75% fully funded in the first 2 years of operation.
Is there, or would there ever be an opportunity for general revenue or any other revenue to pay for those projects, or are they only able to tap that fund? I guess
No, you can appropriate general revenues for any of those projects in any appropriations bill, and they could be funded from other sources if
they could be.
They were available. Yeah.
And is that the question that the senator from Cape was asking, the idea that they're showing
his
different bills?
His concern is that if you fund Ellis Fischel in a Lewis and Clark reappropriation, and then you fund Ellis Fischel in House Bill 22, and then you fund Ellis Fischel in the bonding bill, that you've given authority for the same project three times, his concern then is that you triple the amount of money going to the project, which is an experience he observed at the federal level on a bridge project or in Cape Girardeau. What I told him was that in the instance of House Bill 22, I don't think it'll be a problem to add language to make certain that the authority would not be used to go beyond the project cost. In terms of the bonding bill, there isn't a project list adopted yet, so that would be an issue to be deferred until the legislature acted on a project list.
Okay.
But
should it be an issue of concern for me or any other member of this body in that the commitment we made through the Lewis and Clark legislation and creating that fund and making that commitment through that those buildings would show up in any other appropriation bill with a separate funding source?
Yeah, maybe that's possible that would happen. I would assume that advocates for the suspended project on the project list would be likely to look for other funding authority to complete those projects.
Did we pass a piece of legislation as far as creating the Lewis and Clark?
We did.
Right, and it was going to be funded through the sale of Mohila, right?
Through the sale of out-of-state Mohila loan authority.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. One other question on this: there on page 22, section 17.380, there is a line item for phase one of the radio interoperability implementation project. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
$239,000. What's that actually address, the $239,000?
Yeah, this was basically funding for planning and scope of project.
Okay, so we're reappropriating. Have we got that planning? I mean, is that a done deal? I mean, have we got the information back? I guess my question is, I see in House Bill 22 that we're appropriating $111,700,000 for this system.
Well,
I imagine we're appropriating it based on some information that we've received back about what that's going to cost the taxpayers. And I'm just questioning why we need to reappropriate $239,000 for that phase one. We haven't done the phase one, or have we?
I'm not certain about that. We know. The state's portion is not yet expended. The planning funds that have been used thus far apparently were federal grant funds. Now, it's also
the one that the contract was extended on, Motorola. Yeah.
You've hit here on an interesting area. Because a contract was actually entered into and then subsequently suspended. There's also a court challenge. And so it is in fact possible that the planning that has already been done would be rendered moot, and replanning could be required in the future depending upon both the actions of the court and decisions on that suspended contract.
Okay.
So I mean, I guess if the contract were to be fully implemented that's out there now, I don't know that you would need this money, but we don't know that that's going to happen.
Okay. I noticed, curiously enough, that this money, this $239,000, is coming from the State Highways and Transportation Department Fund.
Correct.
Should that lead me to believe that we should be able to fund part of this interoperability system through the highway, through highway funds?
Well, the portion of it that supports highway and road and bridge activity and public safety related to the highways certainly would be a acceptable source. Correct.
How do they come up with a percentage on that, Senator? Do you have any idea how that formula works?
They distribute those costs based on usage. That is, I don't know how they devise the formula, but they decide which portion each department is responsible for and allocate those funds. Now, not every department always agrees with the allocation that's assigned to them, but generally they do.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Senator.
We're on the motion of the Senator from Jasper. Does any other Senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the...
Mr. President, I ask for unanimous consent to introduce special guests at this little break point, if I may.
Hearing no objection, Senator, proceed.
Yes, I have a school visiting here today. They are Belle Reeve Elementary School in my district. They are here with their parents and teachers, Michelle Beal, and I wonder if they would stand. But before they do, I just want to tell them one thing. Just because there are not senators all over this floor at their desks does not mean they're not working. Many of them are back in their offices doing two tasks at once, listening to the debate on a speaker that we have in all our offices, and doing probably other work at the same time. With that, Mr. President, if they could stand and be greeted.
Would the guests of the senator from the 7th please stand, and the Senate make them feel welcome. Senator from Johnson, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. A special group to introduce with unanimous consent.
Hearing no objection, Senator, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a group of lovely young ladies who are here with the Holden VFW Auxiliary. They are Mary McConville, who is their conductress, Doris Chester, who is their president, Ellie Pace, the chaplain, Lisa Cantrell, who is guard and all-around good person, and Norma McConville, the Secretary of Holden, VFW Women's Auxiliary.
Would the guest of the Senator from Johnson please rise and the body make him feel welcome. We're on the motion of the Senator from Jasper. Does any other Senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Andrew, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the Senator from Jasper.
Senator from Jasper, you yield.
I yield.
He yields.
Senator, I wanted to just really quick run through all the budget bills that are flying around here with stimulus and all this other stuff that's happening. The very first one we passed would have been the supplemental, and that was 14.
That was, fourteen was the supplemental. Yep.
The original supplemental was
14.
House Bill 14.
Correct.
And then from there, we have the operating budget. And the operating budget is 1 through 13. Is that correct?
1 through 13, correct.
And then we've now passed 15?
15 is the supplemental stimulus bill.
Okay.
When that's associated with 21, which is the stimulus bill that we heard this morning in the appropriations.
That's the fiscal year 2010.
Right.
Stimulus bill.
And 15 were the 2009 expenditures from that stimulus source.
Correct. Okay, and then
House Bills 18, 19, 20 were never passed or sent here. And
what were they, or what are they? They're done, or what?
They were various capital improvement or federal stabilization bills of various types. One of them also involved an appropriations transfer to support a tax proposal. All of which have apparently not gone forward in the House, and we don't expect them to be coming over here.
Okay, so we believe 18, 19, 20 are dead.
Right.
So then we have 22.
Correct.
Do we have it yet, or I know they reconsidered.
No, I don't think we have it.
But they reconsidered last night and passed it? 22.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we don't have it yet.
So we've now passed 14, 15, 21's coming. 22 is at some point we believe coming. 18, 19, 20 are dead, and then we have the operating.
Right.
And then if there is a special session, will there be a special session?
But you're asking the wrong person.
Well, the reason I ask is at one point there was this whole discussion about not appropriating federal stimulus until we have.
Well, I mean, I've always thought that it would be likely that a special session would be called for the purpose of correcting errors made in assumptions about federal regulations that hadn't been written yet.
Okay.
And that, if it were to happen, if we could get lucky and get everything right within the federal rules, but I've always assumed we probably would not. And that sometime around the time of a veto session, and we would be fairly likely to have a special session to do technical corrections to things that we've done to make sure they conform with the federal regulations that were written after we adjourned.
And on
but I don't know that. That's just an assumption.
Okay, on 21, is there a reason that we would do it now versus waiting until after we had all the rules and regs?
Yeah, we're in session now. And so we're not required to have a special session, and this is when we meet.
But we don't know exactly everything we can do in 21 or not do in 21. Oh, that's...
Well, we voted it out of the committee this morning, so it'll be coming to the floor.
Right.
Right.
And
then we'll decide what we're going to do with it.
Okay. That is my question. I guess I will wait and... We'll talk about it when it's here.
Okay. It basically, like 15, those are largely heavily federally encumbered expenditures with relatively little state discretion.
And then 18, 19, and 20, we believe are dead. 22 is still in motion. And then we have the infamous higher education bonding that would actually be a constitutional amendment that would then be...
That's correct. That if we chose to, it would go to a vote of the people for approval. Then, if the voters approved it at some point subsequent, I'm sure that we would have to come together to approve a project list.
So there's not a project list prior to the...
I don't believe there's a project list in the bill, is there? Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Now there's a listing of projects that was presented to the committee as likely projects, but they're not actually in the language of the constitutional amendment, and so some sort of a authorizing mechanism would need to occur to make that list become the list.
Okay, you've answered all my questions.
Okay.
Thank you, Senator.
Okay.
We're on the motion of the Senator from Jasper. Does any other Senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
The Senator from Jasper renews his motion that Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 17 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 17, an act to appropriate money for capital improvement and other purposes for several departments of state government et al. Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nodler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones,
Senator from Lawrence votes aye. Senator from 26, Senator from the 10th votes aye. Votes aye. Senator from Jefferson votes aye. Senator from the 5th votes aye. Senator from the 2nd. You're not recorded. Votes aye. By your vote, 31 aye, 2 no. The bill having received the constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Monroe, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Point of personal privilege, Mr. President.
Proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I rise for the point of personal privilege to acknowledging how far this body's come and restoring decorum in the Senate body here and restoring many of those traditions. I would just like to take this moment to remind this body there's one place that we haven't restored that tradition fully enough to suit me. Tomorrow morning at 7:30 is the Senate prayer breakfast. This is a prayer breakfast that's been highly attended by Senates in the past. We have had some struggles. 7:30 at Mel's Diner. I think we may even put a little word in for the House over there, so if the Senate members will come, all are welcome. They even allow me to attend. So I would highly encourage this body to attend tomorrow morning. It's good for all of us. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from St. Francis. Motion. Senator from the 23rd. For what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a privileged motion.
Proceed.
I move adoption.
State your motion.
I move for the adoption of the Conference Committee Report on House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 307. A copy is already at the dais.
The senator from 23rd has moved the adoption of the conference committee report for Senate Bill 307. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the legislation that we worked on earlier this year that creates a provider tax for the EMS providers, emergency services, to raise the Medicaid reimbursement rate for those providers. In the House, they added on a request for a provider tax for in-home services and a provider tax for mental health services. Of course, these would have to be approved by the federal government, but it does authorize the department to investigate that. We had the senator from the 14th, we had an issue where we had asked the House to correct the penalty provision, and in the House committee substitute, they did do that. There is an emergency clause on the mental health provider tax request. I would be happy to answer questions. Otherwise, I would renew my motion.
You've heard the motion of the senator from 23rd. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from the 23rd moves that the conference committee report on Senate Bill 307 be adopted. Those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail say aye. Those contrary vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey,
aye.
Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Smith, Stouffer,
aye.
Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Green votes aye. Senator from Nottoway. Senator from the 8th votes no. Senator from Lawrence. Senator from Jefferson, excuse me, votes aye. Senator from Howell votes aye. Senator from 23rd, no. Senator from the 1st. Senator from the 4th. Senator of the 15th votes aye. By your vote, 32 aye, 1 no, the conference report is adopted. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that conference committee substitute for House committee substitute for Senate Bill 307 be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion of Senator from 23rd. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from 23rd moves that Senate Bill 307 conference report be third read and finally passed. Those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail say aye. Those of the contrary, no, will vote aye. Those to the contrary will vote no. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 307, an act relating to provider assessments with an emergency clause for certain sections. Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the ninth votes aye. By your vote, 33 aye, 0 no. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer,
aye.
Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 11th votes aye. Senator from Webster. Senator from Green votes aye. Senator from St. Clair votes aye. Senator from the 8th votes aye. By your vote, 33 ayes, 0 no, you've adopted the emergency clause. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
You'll see why in a minute. I would like to ask unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection. Proceed.
I have just learned that up in the gallery are the fifth graders and their teachers from community school in my district, and they are accompanied by former speaker Catherine Hannaway in her role as mama. So I would ask the body to make them feel welcome.
Would the guests of the Senator from 24th please rise and the body show welcome to the Senate. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, can I inquire of you?
Proceed.
Do you know that today is the last day that we can do introduction of guests?
Senator, I didn't know that.
I didn't know if you knew that. I didn't know if the other people knew that, but I just thought I'd tell you. Get them introduced, and this is it. Mr. President, if you could go to the Senator from Lawrence for a privileged motion on 217.
Senator from Lawrence, what purpose do you arise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a privilege motion.
State your privilege motion.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 217 with House Amendment 1 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Lawrence. Those opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Senator?
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire the chair?
Sure. I think you want to move that the conference report be adopted.
There was no conference, Mr. President.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you want to move for the adoption of the House amendments?
That's correct.
House Amendment 1.
I move the adoption of House Amendment 1, Mr. President. 217.
Senator, would you like to explain your amendment?
I would. Thank you, Mr. President. And I would also like to disclaim that it's not my amendment, Mr. President. It's a House amendment. I have Senate Bill 217, which this body passed, which basically provided that shareholders could attend the shareholder meetings remotely via electronic means. In the House, Representative Zimmerman added Amendment Number 1 to address a situation where administratively dissolved LLCs apparently had no statutory provision to allow their business to be wound up and closed. This Amendment Number 1 basically allows the Secretary of State to issue a certificate of administrative cancellation when a limited entity's period of duration expires without an amendment in their record. It basically just allows them to wrap up and wind up their business, and they simply didn't have, as my understanding, the statutory authority to do that. With that, I'd move the adoption of the amendment.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer,
aye.
Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 23rd votes aye. Senator from Webster. Senator from Stoddard votes aye. Senator from Monroe votes aye. Senator from the 4th votes aye. By your vote, 33 aye, 0 no, amendment is adopted. Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now I move that Senate Bill number 217 as amended be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Lawrence. Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 217, an act relating to corporate shareholders meetings. Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer,
aye.
Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Howe votes aye. By your vote, 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill is declared passed. Let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from St. Francis.
Did you recognize the senator from the 15th for our last privilege motion before we adjourn? Our break today.
Senator from the 15th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, I have a privileged motion.
State your privileged motion.
I move that Senate Bill 157 with the House Committee substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 15th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is on the floor. Sorry, Senator.
Mr. President, I move that the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 157 be adopted.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from the 15th. Does any Senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the 14th.
I'd like to inquire the Senator from 15th, please.
Senator, do you yield?
I yield.
She yields.
Senator, would you be kind enough to tell us what that bill is?
Yeah, we passed this bill already. It was the Autism Project bill that I sponsored that had the that put into law, codified the regional autism project that allowed parents to have input on how autism dollars are spent. We passed it out and it went over to the House, and they put a committee substitute for cleanup language in there.
What kind of cleanup language?
The department had the language that I think that we put in the House committee substitute allowed for more, or the committee substitute in the House allowed for greater flexibility. Right now we have 7 regional projects. It would allow for expansion. So instead of
7 regional projects, much as First Steps, that
no,
kind of regions or what?
No. Currently, since 1992, we have had around this state regional autism projects, which are like in the southeast region, the St. Louis area, the Kansas City area, southwest Missouri, that have, they have these boards of family members that have input. So for example, and what it allows is greater flexibility on how autism dollars are spent. So for example, there may be more a greater need in St. Louis for early identification of kids with autism, where in southwest Missouri, they may have different issues that they want to address. It ultimately allows parents to have a say in how those issues are addressed in their region. So we already passed that out, and what happened, and the only reason why I have to make this privileged motion is because the language in that there was a line that was duplicated in the bill. It basically repeated one line, and so
okay.
the perfecting amendment that went on in the House
took
that line
out,
and so it has to come over here for us
sure.
to pass.
I understand that. Just wanted to make sure you could explain to us what you were doing, Senator. That's
Thank
appropriate.
You.
Thank you.
Well, I always appreciate it. We got kind of a little act going here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
We're on the motion. Any other senator wish to speak on the motion, Senator from the 15th? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. The senator from the 15th moved the adoption of House Amendment 1 to House Committee substitute to Senate Bill 157. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Smith, Stouffer,
aye.
Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Andrews. Senator from Howe, votes aye. Senator from Monroe, votes aye. Senator from Dent. Aye, 0, no. You have adopted the House Committee substitute, Senator from 15th.
Mr. President, I move that the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 157 be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from 15th. Does any Senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from 15th has renewed his motion that Senate Bill 157 as amended by the House Committee substitute be third read and put it on its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 157, an act relating to autism as addressed by the Division of Developmental Disabilities. Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Knobler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Smith, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer,
aye.
Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 7th votes aye. By your vote, 32 ayes, 0 no. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Let the journal show that, without objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. So
announcement?
Recognize me for announcement.
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you. Just let you know we're going to be coming back in at 3 because the appropriations has to meet on bill number 22. So I got to give them a little bit more time. We may even have to keep pushing that. But that's where we're going to be at. This afternoon when we come back in, we're going to be going to the formal calendar on House bills for third reading and rolling down that. Okay?
Senator from Lawrence.
President, your Committee on General Laws will meet in SCR 1 at 1 p.m.
Senator from Jasper.
Thank you, Mr. President. To announce the Appropriations Committee will be meeting at 1 p.m. In the Senate lounge.
We're on the business. Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Small Business and Insurance and Industry meeting at noon, or 10 minutes ago, at SCR 1.
We're on the order of business of announcements. Senator from Green.
Ms. President, I understand that whoever inherits the office from the Senator from Buchanan also inherits Pi Day. And there was a rumor that today is Cinco de Pio, so we figured that was a good day for Pi Day. So we will be serving pie outside my office. We scheduled it for 2:30, but we'll try to move that up so that you can all enjoy your pie before we come back. As long as you save at least 3 pieces for the Senator from Jasper, we'll be fine doing it early. Thank you.
Senator from St. Francis.
Bye.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 3 p.m. this afternoon.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from St. Francis. All in favor of that motion say aye. Those opposed say no. Senate is in recess until 3 p.m. this afternoon.